Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Josh Maguire's been found guilty 17 times.
Oh, shocking.
That's,
God.
That's Talos-like.
OJ Simpson.
He's...
Figo, well done.
No, he was not guilty.
No, hey.
Full time, 32-12 Dragons.
The big ones,
he was not guilty.
No, maybe twice I went to the judiciary in my whole career.
Is that right?
Two or three times.
Sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Didn't you get sent off in Newcastle once for something? You abused the ref for your
origin?
Got off that.
Okay, my apologies, Gordon.
Martin Lang.
Oh, yeah. Ben Ross.
They changed the rules, and I had to go straight to the judiciary because it was origin, and they gave me like equivalent to 8 weeks.
Right.
And
you didn't get anything for Ben Ross.
Hazemel Masri, I got let off.
Yeah. Not and even a charge for Ben Ross.
No.
What about Terry O'Connor?
No.
Oh.
Wow. It was a different era.
Shemwell.
Well done to the Dragons. We're going to be back on the other side to wrap it up. And I bet you were saying OJ Simpson, not guilty. No guilty seven. Oh, what a funny old afternoon. Well done to the Dragons. More after this. Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Last tackle. Hunt. Dummies from dummy half. Goes down the short side. Oh, beautiful pass. And a day two try for Matt Feagai. What a ballsy play by Ben Hunt. And he's picked out the unmarked winger. And really out of nowhere, the Dragons have opened up a double-digit lead.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
All right, round nine done and dusted. And let's go through the ladder. Wendell Saylor and Gordon Tallis. Our thanks to Brent Rue too, by the way. Good job at Cogra. And hopefully we'll have some good news to report with Corey Allen and his trip to hospital with that neck injury, which we're just hoping is a burner and we're told is a burner. But let's hope that's the final outcome. Penrith on 18. Parramatta on 16, and then Melbourne and South on 14. Can you see any way that is not the top four? Maybe not in that order, gentlemen, but do you think that's how the top four plays out?
That's the top four. That's the top four, unless there's a couple of suspension or something really badly happens to one
of the star players. Or if those four that are playing for the Roosters, the Rabbits, don't come back for another month.
Yeah.
Mate, four players out, get beaten by 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one of those games where you just got to... Remember, we got beaten 48-6 by the Melbourne Storm up there in Brisbane. That's going to happen sometimes. You're going to have one of those games.
Did you win the comp that year? Probably went close.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
Was that 98? You got done like
pretty
that.
Pretty sure, 48-6.
My God.
And we got booted at ANZ. Yeah, we got booted there.
Wayne handed me. I came out.
Yeah.
And Kamali made a mess of me for about half an hour in the game.
Yeah.
Wayne just having me.
I think I tried to get us home that day.
Come with me, guys. Come with me. Come on, you guys. Because it's funny, right? Because we weren't really used to losing. And a couple of times, Wendell would come in and try to give us a bit of lift. And we'd look at him and we'd actually just start laughing. Like, we'd actually be behind the line. So now if people looked at it, they go, look at these arrogant.
I don't care.
Don't care. But we didn't. But like, we cared. But we just, like, the Wendell would come in off the wing and try to tell us something serious, and we're just laughing.
Get back to your wing, mate. Get back to your wing, mate. You're not needed.
No, I don't care for that disrespect from them, Wendell.
Yeah.
I don't care for
them. That's right.
Roosters 12, Dragons 10.
Yes.
So the Dragons now sixth place on their own.
And, my Dragons just in front of Gordy's Titans.
Yeah, Titans on 8, Warriors. The Warriors are rude today.
Yes.
My God, they threw that away. But look at Manly on 8. Now, they were wooden spoon contenders a few weeks ago, but Turbo Tom has them equal 7th. So it's Gold Coast 8, Warriors 8. That makes up the top 8 on 4 and against. Manly 8, Newcastle 8, Cowboys 8.
Wow.
So the Cowboys hanging around with that win last night. Raiders, well, they're playing terribly, but they're only one win outside the 8. They're on 6. Cronulla, Brisbane Tigers on 4.
Other than Manly, do you see any other sides getting up into the 8?
Let me just finish this.
Yeah.
Sharks, Broncos, Tigers on 4.
I wasn't listening.
I know you weren't listening. Yeah. Bulldogs on 2. That is the top 8. Mm. Now you can ask your question.
Can you see any side other than Manly?
I think the Raiders can go on a run. they get it together.
Yeah, they're only they're playing as bad as you.
I know, imagine. But like they can turn
around,
mate.
Got to change because need, like, something smells there chance. At the moment, and whether it's a player's attitude or whatever, but there's something not quite right
they can
there.
Turn it around.
Is there a chance they're missing?
And I put this to you: the Cowboys and Brisbane played against each other, and I know that those two clubs, and it is a rivalry now, that they brought out the best in each other. But if those two play to the standard that they did last night, there may be a chance as well.
So that is 9 rounds done, 15 to go. Round 10, here's the card for Magic Round. West Tigers Newcastle opens. That's a big game, actually, in terms of importance, particularly for Newcastle. They're one of those teams on 8 points. So that's the first game, 6 o'clock Friday night. We'll be there here on Triple M. And then Manly Brisbane. Turbo Tom, and he will be there. It's a Manly home game, but it's at Suncorp. 8 p.m., Triple M Queensland will have that one. Canterbury-Canberra is the Saturday afternoon game. And we'll have that here on Triple M Footy. Cronulla-South at 5:30. Roosters-North Queensland is the feature game on Saturday night. So at least the Cowboys come into that with a bit of form, and the Roosters not flying at the moment in terms of injuries, but... they will be favourites there, you would imagine. Sunday, we've got 3 games here, 2 of them on Triple M. The first game, 2 p.m., Warriors-Parramatta. That's not a bad game, actually, Warriors-Parramatta. The feature game is the 4 p.m. game, Melbourne versus Dragons. Plenty of stars on show there. And then the late game, which we will have here on Triple M Footy, I think, Andy, that's the Sunday night team. You might be calling
that's
that one,
Gordy. That'll be you, buddy.
No, I won't be.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm calling the early one.
Oh, Melbourne, beautiful. Yeah. And then you're off to Maddie's show?
Yeah, Maddie's show. So, I'll do the show into the 4 o'clock game. The second quarter will come in.
Magic Round is a holiday for all of us because we get to go up. And for you Queenslanders, they're going to, for both Fox and Triple M and Nine, and they're going to work their Queensland.
But I get it. But you take out a flight and you're living in your own bed.
Oh, no,
you know,
I
you'd
that.
Take that every
day. I get that. But anyway, Gold Coast Penrith will be the last game.
It'll be a good game.
Oh, it will be a good game. That'll be, I gather, 6:15 on Sunday night. That's it. Hey, I will see you. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I thought you said hang on. No. What a fun afternoon for us, anyway. Hope the audience enjoyed it.
And all your mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
Bingo. See you on Thursday.
We'll do. Love you, guys. We'll
travel up to Brisbane. I'll see you mate. Gordon Tallis. And thank you very much, everybody. Triple M rocking the footy. Here are the highlights for Qualify Me.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Now, inside pass to Dufty, down the middle it goes. Dufty scores. Dufty's over. He's been threatening to do that all game. So and he gets over. He was like slaloming through the Bulldogs' defence. Last tackle. Hunt dummies from dummy half, goes down the short side. Oh, beautiful pass and a debut try for Matt Feagai. What a ballsy play by Ben Hunt. So Hunt rolls a kick into the goal and it's still a try. Jack Bird has threaded his way through, has scored.
Hang on. Maybe it hasn't got away.
Yeah, mate, they take it off him.
Yeah, he hasn't grounded that yet.
He hasn't. Simbin, yes.
Yeah, top of Whitey that's gone. Penalty to the Dragons. A metre out. Now comes to McCulloch. Yeah, gives it to Vaughan. He just crashes over. Rushes through now. They're claiming Canterbury an obstruction. Yeah, Cummins is going no try.
You know what? This could get away.
Thompson is in front of Ben Hunt. There's no obstruction in the play.
It's a try. 30 away. Good set. Last tackle. Hunt again down the left side where he's had success. Norman to Bird. Beautiful. Now to Feagai. Inside to Norman. Goodbye. And the Dragons score their fourth. Pass Billy Burns into the backfield. Away to Duffy. And he is over. And the tries are coming now. And you get the sense there might be a few more to come. Tony's going to go all the way and score. 1-1. Strivity scores. Clean sheet averted. And Renouf Atoni, one of the Dogs' best. And the kick. Oh, ricochets off Nick Meaney. Wasn't playing at it, but it comes here to Max Feagai. Away to Duffy.
Look at this.
The sideline. They're going to score. Amone's going to score. Amone is over. Talatau Amone, the kid, has scored on debut. Every single Dragons player has raced in. Oh, he got it to Hunt, who threw an intercept to Meaney. Oh, goodbye. Canterbury will hit double figures. Yeah. Full time, 32-12 Dragons.
Triple M NRL Game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.